It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Everyone, and welcome to episode 89 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
the musical Julian Robichaud.
What kind of musical Robichaud are you? Are you a minstrel playing violin?
Mandolin. Today I will play mandolin. My mandolin. Yes. Yeah.
And what am I?
You're a groupie.
I'm at a frog.
You could be a frog.
So, Julian, who did we talk to on this long overdue episode of the Taking Notes podcast?
Yeah, we talked to Tim Kunatis. He is his official title is Worldwide Director, Channels and SMB Marketing. I believe that's for Lotus rather than for like all of IBM. But he's also a very integral part of business development day at Lotusphere. Which is something that, you know, in all the Lotusphere's I've been to, I've never been to BD Day. And I think I'm actually going to go to a few sessions this year, skip out on some of the jump starts and go there. But Tim actually gives us some really good reasons as to why we would want to go there in the first place and the cool stuff that they do there, right?
Yeah, it was a great interview. I attended the full day last year of Business Development Day for the first time. You know, years prior to that, I was in and out of BDD during the day, but last year attended the whole thing. It was really great, and if you're a business partner, we suggest that you sign up and attend. There's a lot of good stuff. You know, some stuff you'll find out before everyone else does on Monday during the OGS. So,
heck yeah, it's the insider scoop.
That's right. So have a listen to this interview with Tim, Julian, and myself.
Okay, well, here we are with Tim Kunatis, who is the Worldwide Director, Channels, and SMB Marketing guy for IBM. And we're going to talk to Tim about Business Development Day at Lotusphere. Tim, hello. How are you?
I am great, Julian. How are you?
Excellent. And Bruce, are you still here?
I am awake and alive.
Woo! Hey, we're all here.
Hey, Tim. Nice to meet you.
So, let's just kind of jump right in. Lotusphere is coming up in a couple months. And, Tim, what is your responsibility for Business Development Day? And what is BD Day?
What is BD Day, also known as BDD, right? Because we love acronyms around here. But think of Business Development Day as the kickoff event for business partners for the year. So if you're a business partner that's focused on either the Lotus branded portfolio or Webster portal and all the new products that are coming out of that portfolio, this is a great opportunity for you to come in one day early and really have a day that's exclusively focused on you. So what we try to do is bring together all of the key messages, all the key product sessions, business-focused sessions. So it's really everything you need to start off your year right. We've always had great feedback on the session because it really is that primer, that kickstart that our partners need. So my responsibility is to really work with a bunch of people and teams, both inside of IBM and outside, to really pull off a quality event. I'll be your host for the day, so you'll be seeing a lot of me on the Sunday before Lotusphere, which is actually January 18th, in order for you to mark your calendars. So it's an exciting event. It's focused on our business partners, and it's everything you need in order to kickstart your 2009 year.
Tim, does BDD or Business Development Day typically have like some type of theme that runs through the day that ties everything together?
Yeah, we actually always have a theme. So if you remember last year, the theme was Game On, and it was very much focused on our competitive position against the likes of Microsoft and Oracle and BEA and all of that. And that set a tone for the entire day. This year, I'm assuming you'll get to the question, but so let me preempt it and let you know that our theme is really about Renaissance. And if you think about the first Renaissance, it was about an awakening, a rebirth from the Middle Ages. It launched a whole bunch of, you know, new initiatives around the arts and science and philosophy. And we believe we're in a similar place this year when it comes to technology and collaboration. We feel that, you know, collaboration and the intersection of people with technology is a critical place, I think, you know, more so than ever, for you know, business. And my belief is that business partners are the key element to pull all that together. So we see products and programs and partners all coming together to really kick off this new renaissance. So renaissance will be our theme, and it'll be there in the opening general session, and it'll be there throughout the course of the day in everything that we do and everything we present.
Right. And what's really nice about that for me is that I can kind of walk around that day dressed like a minstrel with a mandolin and really not feel silly.
That would be a great look. Actually, I was at a trade show last week, and there was a gentleman who was dressed like a frog for 3 days. And
really?
His colleague was dressed like a caveman. I couldn't really figure out why the caveman, but it's a good look if you can pull it off.
Maybe he just couldn't get the costume off.
Well, the name of the company was Ribbit, R-E-B-I-T. Backup and recovery stuff, but I kind of felt bad for the guy, you know?
All right, well,
but
see.
But he was very noticeable, and he walked around the lobby with that all the time. So.
Now, that pushes the bar kind of high
for you. Feel free to come as a minstrel. So feel free to come as a minstrel.
All right. Well. Now, you said we're going to see you all throughout the day on Business Development Day. Is that going to be just kind of you bringing coffee to people, or
as a frog?
As a frog? Yeah.
No. No, but we have the opening general session is a 2-hour block of time. And I'll talk a little bit about some differences from previous opening general sessions in a minute. But I'll be the one who sort of kicks off the event. I'll be your host, bringing up one speaker or the other, you know, leading the awards that we're going to be giving. So you'll see me a lot during the opening general session. Also, I'll be working with Scott Galen, who is my counterpart on the sales side. So he basically runs channel sales. I run channel marketing. And together we'll have a session to really talk about the plays for 2009, where we see the opportunities for partners and where we would like partners to focus on. So you'll see me a lot throughout the day. Now, one of the things that's different about this year's agenda, which I think will be good for a lot of people, is that in the past we would start off the day with the opening general session, which meant that our partners would have to be out of bed very early in the morning, you know, sometime like 8 o'clock, and for some folks who have been out the night before or have been, you know, have flown in from Europe, it was always a challenge to get up that early and to be attentive. So what we're doing this year is we're going to start off with two sets of sessions in the morning, and then we're going to have the opening general session at 10 o'clock. So we still want, you know, the partners to get up and go to sessions. But you'll also have a little buffer so that, you know, we definitely want you to be there for the OGS at 10 o'clock. So,
that's a great idea.
Well, we listen, you know. We listen to business partners, and we know people are mingling the night before, or they're coming in, you know, from Europe, and, you know, it's hard sometimes to get over the jet lag or the overindulgence on Saturday night, you know.
Or leaving a couple hours early on during the Saturday night parties, knowing that you have to wake up for Business Development Day. So
there you go. But having said that, I think there's some important sessions that people would want to attend in the morning, right? So, you know, I don't want people just to sleep in and miss those sessions. So I'm still encouraging partners to get up during the normal time, but you do have a little bit of buffer.
Right. And who was it that you said the keynote speaker was?
Well, the keynote speaker, a presumptive question there, right? The keynote speaker is Jim Surowiecki. So I don't know how many of you have read the book, The Wisdom of Crowds, but if you think about social networking, it is one of the defining books on the topic, right? And he's going to be talking for quite a bit during the opening general session. You'll also get to hear from Bob Picciano, our new general manager, because last year we had Mike Roden on stage. So throughout the course of 2008, Bob Picciano has joined us, so he will also be one of our key speakers during the opening general session. You'll get to hear from Kristen Loria, who's our new marketing vice president. She took over for Marjorie Tenzer, who moved over to be the vice president of marketing for Americas for the IBM company. So, you know, Jim Surowiecki is the external keynoter, but, you know, we also have some top-notch IBM executives who will be presenting during the opening general session. So it's a big team effort. The other thing, while we're on it, just that popped into my mind is one of the things we did last year is to introduce this concept of a futurist panel, and that's where we had Alistair Rennie, who's our vice president of development, you know, bring up some of the big thinkers inside of development and really have them talk about not just the next release of a particular product or an initiative, but really look 3 to 5 years out and talk to us about some big trends that are happening. And that was well received in 2008, and we're going to bring that back in 2009. And we actually have some surprises for you that I want to hold off until the 18th of January. But that's going to be a very interesting, interactive, and dynamic session this year.
Wow. So really, the kinds of sessions that are there, there's going to be some marketing mm-hmm. kinds of things, right? There's going to be some strategy sessions, or at least one. What other kinds of topics are you going to touch on with some of these sessions?
Well, think of it this way. There are basically two tracks. There is what we refer to as a product track, and there is business development track. So on the product track, you're going to get a sense of, you know, the new products, how to position them, how to sell them, new features and capabilities. On the business development track, we're going to focus more on higher-level business issues, for example, things like cloud computing. We're going to talk about, you know, competitive posturing. We're going to talk about how do you go in and make a call on, you know, a board-level team, right? So even business skills will be covered during business development day. The thing that you have to understand is there is no way that we can cover all the technical topics that we need to cover in one day, right? The good news is that we have another 4 days of content following it. So what we're trying to do at Business Development Day is give you the top-level salient points and also give you a roadmap for the rest of the week to say, look, if you're really interested in learning the ins and outs of Notes and Domino 8.5, we'll give you the one-hour session at Business Development Day, but make sure you attend these other 6 or 7 sessions throughout the course of the week, right? So it's kind of like your roadmap to Lotusphere for a business partner. The other thing that we're doing from a product perspective this year is we're trying to get out of the mode of, you know, here's the Notes and Dominoes session, here's the same time session, here's the portal session. We're trying to think of our products not just as vertical pillars, but as horizontal solution areas, right? So you'll see a lot of combining of, you know, products inside a particular session for a particular theme. And if you think about it, as business partners, that's the way you sell, right? You don't go out there and say, you know, oh, here's a notes deal, right? Notes is a way of solving a business problem. Same time is a way to solve a business problem. Same with connections and Quicker and Portal and everything else, right? But oftentimes, you're not just selling one thing. You're selling things together in packages. And that's really what we're going to focus on this year in our product sessions. So at the end of the day, we'll cover all the products. We'll cover them at, you know, a deep enough level for people to get a good understanding of what it's all about. And we'll also give you the roadmap for the rest of the week. And then you'll also have a whole bunch of business-level sessions that you can take advantage of as well. So come ready to learn, because there's a lot of stuff that's going to be flying at you at Business Development Day this year.
Mm-hmm. Tim, one thing I've seen this year, and I'm one of these guys, is that, you know, I'm a new, you know, Lotus business partner. I mean, I've been around a long time in the Lotus community, but now I'm a, you know, an official partner that ships a product and so forth. What would people, you know, companies that are new partners, what could they expect out of Business Development Day? Why should they attend? You know, what do they really get out of it?
Yeah, I think if you're a new business partner, what Business Development Day does is it introduces you to things that you might not know about, right? So, for example, if you're an ISV, you'll understand about, you know, things that we're doing with X Pages and Notes and Domino 8.5, right? You'll get a sense of, you know, the Eclipse framework and how we're using it for Expeditor and how you can build, you know, widgets for notes and for same time and for other parts of our portfolio. So what it does, if you're an ISV, is it introduces you to new opportunities, right? So it exposes you to products that you might not be familiar with. And let's face it, our portfolio grows every single year. There's always new exciting things to talk about. I think it's one of the most dynamic portfolios within the IBM Software Group. That's why I enjoy working here, right? So I think what you'll get is you'll get exposure to things that you might not be familiar with. You'll get an understanding of new opportunities for you to tap into. If you're an ISV, it's also a great networking event because, you know, oftentimes as an ISV, what you want to do is establish channels. Where are those channels? Those are system integrators. How do you find those? You find them at places like Business Development Day and on the showcase floor. So especially if you're new, it's a great opportunity to just get immersed in everything that's that you know is available around the Lotus and Webster portal portfolio and really kick off your week. Now, if you're a veteran, if this is your 10th Business Development Day or your 15th Business Development Day, then great. Again, you'll get an understanding of what's new this year, right? What new product areas are out there? For example, everything that's happened around the Blue House initiative, right, and SaaS and cloud computing. Those are important things for the business partner community to understand and figure out, you know, how they play in those areas. So I think, again, even if you're a veteran, it's always a great opportunity to come back, get energized, and see what's new and exciting for 2009.
Well, now, if you're, if you're a business partner that goes to Business Development Day, you go to the sessions, and yeah. Do you have much time to kind of network with the other people that are there, or are you just kind of running from session to session the whole time?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, we do have, a lunch opportunity, and that is, a networking lunch, so you can sit at tables and mingle with people. At the end of the day, we've also introduced a reception. We did it for the first time in 2008, and we got great feedback from it. And at the reception, there'll be tables set up for the different session speakers. So, for example, if you went to a session on same time and you said, you know what, I really want to go back and talk to that presenter a little bit more, well, you can grab, your beer or your wine and go over and talk to that person. You can also interact with other attendees. So we found that it's a great opportunity for people to socialize before they go to the bigger Lotusphere opening party that happens on Sunday as well. So you can go from one party to the other and start off the week on the right foot. So lots of networking opportunities throughout the course of the day on Sunday.
All right. Lots of good stuff. Business Development Day is a great day. I personally attended it, I think, actually the last 2 years. Last year, I really got a lot out of it, starting with breakfast in the morning and ending with the reception that you spoke about. So for everyone out there, Tim, when is Business Development Day again? How can they sign up? And where does it take place, by the way, in one of the Yacht and Beach Club or the Swan or the Dolphin?
Yeah. So this year, there's a change to the venue. In the past, we've been at the Yacht and Beach for quite some time. We're actually moving it back to the Swan. The reason we're doing that is the technical infrastructure is just better there. And if you remember, last year we had to start our OGS 15 minutes late because we didn't have connectivity in the room. So at the Swan, we mitigate those problems. So that's a good thing. So it'll be happening at the Swan. To register, just go to www.lotusphere.com, and there you can register. And on the registration form, you can select if you're a business partner, obviously, or a customer or something else. And as soon as you select business partner, there'll be a question in the form that asks you if you will be attending Business Development Day, and obviously we want you to say yes to that. You'll also need your Partner World ID, so make sure you have that handy before you go to register. It just makes the process go a lot smoother. So that's where you go to register. Again, it's taking place on Sunday, January 18th, and it should be a great event, and I highly recommend it for everybody.
Wow. Well, that sounds great. I've actually never been to a Business Development Day. I've almost always had my little BD Day sticker on my badge, and I've ended up going to the jump starts. But I think this year there's a couple of sessions I want to catch. So
yeah, it's a good year to show up.
Oh, good.
There'll be lots of exciting things. The other thing You know, more and more we want to use the opening general session to tease out some of the new announcements. So if you recall, in 2008, Mike Roden actually talked about Lotus Foundations before we announced it on the main stage on Monday. So we're going to work with Bob Picciano to try to do something at least at that level, if not even greater.
Right.
It's always a good opportunity to get the story before your customers do, right?
Exactly. All the cell phones will come out after the opening session. And so, well, gosh, Tim, thanks so much for taking the time this morning to talk to us. Now, you said that you have a couple of other announcements that are going to come out before Lotusphere, but not now. Where will we find out about those? I thought you said that possibly. Maybe not. Maybe you just said on the 18th, which is
There'll be some surprises to the session, right? I talked about Jim Sirwicki, and I talked about the other folks who will be presenting. But there'll be other surprises, so I encourage everyone to come to actually be a part of some new, exciting things there.
Okay, so we have to be there to see the surprise.
Absolutely.
Right, okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, good. And, well, I look forward to actually meeting you there at BD Day then. I'll track you down. I'll look for the guy, you know, dressed in Renaissance clothes.
Well, you'll be the minstrel, so I'll have no problem finding you.
Just listen for me.
Oh, you can play too?
I have plenty of time to learn.
All right,
Bruce,
guys.
Do we have anything else?
No, I think that's a wrap. That's a ton of great information. Again, we're going to track you down at Business Development Day and say hello. And for those people who have any questions about BDD, just leave a comment on the Taking Notes podcast blog, and we'll make sure that Tim follows up. So,
all right, guys. Good talking to you all.
Okay. Thanks a lot. You too, Tim.
Bye-bye.